USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is feeling confident about an agreement to raise the debt ceiling.
I made clear time and again defaulting on our national debt is not an option. The American people deserve to know that the Social Security payments will be there. The Veterans Hospital will remain open.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, the president said talks between his administration and Speaker Kevin McCarthy's team have made progress. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he'd consider pardoning January 6th defendants and former President Trump if he's elected president. In an interview with the Clay Travis and Buck Saxton show, DeSantis said his administration would look at January 6th cases and aggressively issue pardons to those who were victims of weaponization or political targeting by the Department of Justice. San Diego police and lifeguards are asking people to be safe at the beach over the Memorial Day holiday. Lifeguards are asking people to only swim in supervised areas, to be aware of rip currents.
Know how to identify them. If you happen to get caught in the rip current, go with the flow, keep your head above water, raise your hand for assistance.
That's Lifeguard Lieutenant Rick Strobel. They're also asking people to speak up if they see something, especially in crowded areas like Belmont Park, where there have been shootings in the past. Some parents in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex are finding a shocking book in their children's backpacks this week. Winnie the Pooh's Stay Safe is a new book about what to do in an active shooting.
The book was sent home with children as young as four, parents say, with no warning or follow-up discussion. The illustrated book features Winnie the Pooh and some of his friends telling kids what to do. Things like, if danger is near, do not fear. Hide like Pooh does until the police appear. Some parents and teachers say they find the book disturbing, especially since it was sent home the same week as the one-year anniversary of the Uvalde school shooting, where 21 people were killed.
That's Tony Waterman reporting. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Thanks to a judge's ruling, the parents of murder victim Gabby Petito will get to see a letter from Roberta Laundry to her late son Brian, Petito's fiancé and suspected killer. The so-called burn after reading letter supposedly offers to help him get out of prison, which the Petito parents' lawyer argues proves they knew she was dead before her body was found. Target says it's removing some of its Pride Collection items out of concern for employee safety. The retail giant says since this year's Pride Month collection was introduced, there have been threats impacting team members' sense of safety and well-being while at work. Lawmakers are considering harsher penalties for fentanyl possession today.
The House is meeting today to complete consideration of a bill classifying fentanyl as a Schedule I controlled substance. Schedule 1 drugs are defined as drugs with no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. Some examples are heroin, LSD, ecstasy, peyote. In some states, possession will land you up to $20,000 fines, and you could spend up to 5 years in prison. A final vote from the House is expected this afternoon. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden says the late Tina Turner was a once-in-a-generation talent that changed American music forever. In a statement, he offered love and prayers to Turner's family and fans around the world who are mourning her passing. The Queen of Rock and Roll died peacefully yesterday at the age of 83. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.